Chapter 32, Pentecost. Jesus helped his disciples understand the prophecies about him before he went back to heaven. Jesus told the disciples all power was given to him in heaven and on earth. Jesus said the disciples were to go and preach the gospel to every person. The disciples had always hoped that Jesus would become king. The disciples wanted Jesus to rule on the throne of David at Jerusalem. The disciples asked, "Lord, will you at this time give the kingdom back to Israel?" Acts 1, verse 6. Jesus chose not to answer the disciples' question. Instead, he said to them, "The times and occasions are set by my Father's own authority, and it is not for you to know when they will be." Acts 1, verse 7. The disciples began to hope that the coming of the Holy Spirit would influence the Jewish people to accept Jesus. Jesus did not explain more. Jesus knew the Holy Spirit would come in fullness upon the disciples. The disciples would understand more about Jesus' work. The disciples then would fully understand the work they were to do. The disciples would start the working just where Jesus had stopped working. The disciples met in the upstairs room to pray together. The believing women with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Jesus' brothers also were there. Jesus' brothers never had believed in him. But now, the brothers' faith in Jesus was strong, for they had been at Calvary. The brothers fully believed Jesus to be the Son of God. The disciples and these brothers had seen Jesus' crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. About 120 followers of Jesus were gathered together at this time. The gift of the Holy Spirit. When the day of Pentecost came, all the believers were gathered together in one place. Suddenly, there was a noise from the sky which sounded like a strong wind blowing, and the noise filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then they saw what looked like tongues of fire which spread out and touched each person there. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to talk in other languages as the Spirit enabled them to speak. Acts 2, verse 1-4. The Holy Spirit came down, looking the same as tongues of fire divided at the tips. These tongues of fire rested on the praying people. The fire was a sign that the Holy Spirit had been given to the disciples. This gift made it possible for the disciples to speak several different languages. The disciples spoke perfectly in languages they never before had known. The fire also was a sign of how earnestly and eagerly the disciples would work for God. The fire also represented the power that would be found in the disciples' preaching. The disciples were controlled by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helped the disciples understand the scriptures Jesus had explained to them. These scriptures now were clear and powerful truths to the disciples. The disciples understood that the death of the Lamb of God, Jesus, on the cross, had put an end to killing a lamb for a sin offering. At last, the disciples understood clearly the work of Christ's kingdom. In the power of Pentecost. Jews were living in almost every nation of the world. These Jews spoke different languages. Many of the Jews had traveled long distances to come to Jerusalem. They stayed in Jerusalem for a while to attend the religious feasts. These Jews represented every known language. The different languages would make it difficult for God's followers to preach the gospel in all the world. The Holy Spirit did for the disciples what they could not have done. The disciples were given the gift to understand and speak in foreign languages. This gift was a powerful proof to those who heard and understood the disciples. The gift proved the gospel was true and that the disciples' message was approved by heaven. The disciples could now spread the gospel in every country. The disciples could now speak the language of the people for whom they were working. There were Jews living in Jerusalem, religious men who had come from every country in the world. When they heard this noise, a large crowd gathered. They, the people in the crowd, were all excited because each one of them heard the believers talking in his own language. In amazement and wonder, they exclaimed, "These people who are talking like this are Galileans. How is it then that all of us hear them speaking in our own native languages?" Acts 2, verse 5-8. The news that the Holy Spirit had given the apostles the gift of preaching in other languages was told through all Jerusalem. The news also spread to the country around Jerusalem. The priests and rulers were angry. They tried to hide their hatred because they feared the people. The priests and rulers had killed Jesus. Now Jesus' servants were telling the story of Jesus' life and ministry. These disciples were unlearned men, but they spoke with power in every language known. The disciples told of the plan of salvation through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. The disciples' preaching led thousands of listeners to believe in Jesus. The people forgot the false teachings of the priests. The people accepted the pure teachings of the Word of God. Peter preaches. Peter told the people what they saw was a fulfillment of Joel's prophecy. Joel 2, verse 28-29. Joel had prophesied that power would come upon men of God. This power would be given to prepare people for a special work. Peter did not mention the teachings of Jesus. Peter knew many people did not like Jesus. The people would not listen if Peter told them what Jesus had said. So Peter spoke to the people about David. The Jews honored David as a great leader and king. Talking about Jesus, Peter said, "This is what David said about Christ. I saw the Lord before me at all times. He is near me, and I will not be troubled. And so I am filled with gladness, and my words are full of joy. And I, mortal though I am, will rest assured in hope, because you will not abandon me in the world of the dead. You will not allow your faithful servant to rot in the grave. You have shown me the paths that lead to life, and your presence will fill me with joy." Acts 2, verse 25-28. Then Peter proved that David could not have been talking about himself. David was talking about Jesus. David died like other men did. People still took care of David's tomb. David, king of Israel, and also a prophet, had been especially honored by God. God had shown David the future life and ministry of Jesus. David saw that the Israelites would refuse to accept Jesus. David saw Jesus' trial, crucifixion, burial, and resurrection. David saw Jesus ascend into heaven. David had prophesied that Jesus would not be left in the grave. David also saw that Jesus' body would not return to dust. Peter showed that David's prophecy was fulfilled by Jesus of Nazareth. God had raised Jesus from the tomb before his body decayed. Jesus is now in heaven. Jesus is the King of Kings. Many people listening to Peter preach had laughed at the idea that a humble person as Jesus could be the Son of God. But as the people listened, they knew for sure that Peter spoke the truth. The people accepted Jesus as their Savior. 3,000 people joined the church. The apostles spoke by the power of the Holy Spirit. The apostles' words could not be questioned because what they said was proved by mighty miracles. The apostles did these miracles by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit of God. The disciples were amazed at the way the Holy Spirit worked. The apostles were surprised at how quickly so many people accepted Jesus. The people were amazed too. The people who held firmly to their own ideas and their hatred of Jesus were silent. These people were so amazed they did not try to stop the mighty work, either by voice or by violence. The words of the disciples were clear, but the hatred of the Jews could not have been removed. The Holy Spirit, with divine power, had to convict the hearts of the people. The truth was as a sharp arrow from God Almighty. The truth convicted the people of their terrible guilt in rejecting and crucifying the Lord of glory. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Verse 37-38. Peter told the people that they had refused to believe in Christ because the priests and rulers had deceived them. These leaders acted as if they were holy men, but the leaders were eager for riches and earthly glory. These leaders would not accept Jesus to receive understanding. Peter warned the listeners not to wait for their leaders to accept Jesus before they, the people, accepted him. If the people waited, they would never accept Jesus to be their Savior. The Jews had been given powerful proofs that Jesus was the Son of God, but the Jews refused to believe. So Christ had prophesied terrible trouble would come to them. As long as the apostles lived, they were able to speak pure, simple, and correct words in either their own language or in a foreign language. These humble men never had attended the school of the prophets. Yet the apostles were able to teach deep spiritual truths clearly and purely. The people who listened to their teachings were amazed. The disciples could not go to all the faraway places of the earth, but the people attending the religious feasts in Jerusalem carried the story of salvation to their own nations. These travelers spread the good news. Many people were won to Christ. A lesson for our day. This story of the beginning of the Christian church is an important part of sacred history. The beginning of the church has a lesson for us. All Christians should be waiting, watching, and praying for the Holy Spirit. All Christians should be united. Unkind feelings toward anyone should be put away. Our lives should be filled with tender love for one another. Then our prayers may go up together to our Heavenly Father in strong, earnest faith. Then we may wait with patience and hope for God to answer our prayers. The answer to our prayers may come quickly and with power. But some of our prayers may not be answered for days or weeks. This is to test our faith. God knows how and when to answer our prayers. Our responsibility is to accept God's way. God is responsible for His part of the work. God is faithful to keep His promises. The most important thing is for us to work together, having one hope and one purpose. We must put away all envy and unkindness. We must humbly watch and wait for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, our leader, is ready to do for us what He did for the disciples on the day of Pentecost. But we must do as the disciples did. The disciples prayed and watched for the coming of the Holy Spirit with power.